At Ben and Kelly Show, we got this message from Kimberly.
Yeah, Kimberly says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I wish I had a happy and fun group therapy for you both, but unfortunately I don't. Simply put, my husband has been cheating on me and we're divorcing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's not my issue, though.
Oh.
We both come from conservative backgrounds with regard to marriage and fidelity.
Mm-hmm.
We each have great relationships with the other's parents. Mm-hmm. I love his parents, and if I'm honest, they're going to be who I miss the most.
Oh.
When we announce to them that we're ending things, they will want to know why.
Right.
And I don't think he wants them to know he's a dishonest dog. And for some reason, I still have this instinct to protect him.
Yeah.
Should our parents know the real reason? Should I force him to tell them? Like, you do it or I will?
Yeah.
If we don't give up this information, they're going to come up with their own reasons. Thank you all. And I promise next time I reach out, it'll be worth better news. It'll be with better news.
Do we have like a, almost like an intervention where you and your husband go and have like a conversation with each in-laws? Like in person?
Like together.
Together in person. I mean, he may not agree to that.
No, but if, he is willing to take responsibility for being the reason that you're divorcing and owns up to it in front of both sets of parents, I mean, that's probably the most ideal way for you all to move forward.
Here's my initial thought. It's control the narrative. And if you are the one who, like you don't know what he's going to say to them. And obviously, if you love them and their opinion of you matters still and will in the future, then you want to make sure that you are truthful with them and say, you know, hey, this is why he tripped and fell into another woman. And
stop!
And multiple times.
Oh, gosh.
And here we are.
Yeah, I guess it all comes down to where you guys are with each other with this situation moving forward. It sounds like you're doing okay in the fact that when you say that the people you're going to miss the most are his parents, you're not necessarily saying you're going to miss him the most.
No, obviously so, not. Right.
Right. If you guys are in a spot where you are accepting this is where you're at and how you got there, and if he is willing to have a united front with you and admit to both sets of parents what is truly happening.
Wow, we are giving probably them a lot of maturity.
We're pouring tons of maturity on top of
yes,
both of
we
you.
Are.
Yes.
We're like, this is what's going to happen. He's going to be very forthcoming. He'll say, look, I have strayed.
Right.
And I have taken my marriage vows and I have thrown them in the garbage disposal.
Yes. Or if you think he's going to be like, oh no, she's just leaving me. You know, if you think he's going to come up with his own story, then you get ahead of it.
See, that's what I think because, you know, she said that they both come from, you know, the backgrounds where the, you know, fidelity and all that is.
They're going to be upset
about that. Yes, exactly. So I go back to control the narrative.
Yeah. Oh,
and then do you just do it on your? I like the idea of you tell him or I do.
Yes,
but I don't know if I would trust him though to do it. Where you know he's like, okay, I will, and then he comes back, he's like, yeah, I did it, and then you're like, okay,
but did you?
Yeah, right.
Now,
because you can't trust him for anything.
Yeah, she doesn't mention if there's kids involved. We're going to go ahead and assume there's not.
Right.
Yes. And I understand. It's like you have loved this man and you love his parents and you know the disappointment that's going to come with them knowing what's truly happening.
Mm-hmm.
I completely get all of that.
Who's had this happen to them? Because neither Kelly or myself have been fortunate enough to be in this situation.
We hope.
Sorry, fortunate enough was not the right word. Hang on, that was not the right phrase to use.
Right. Absolutely.
502-795-1997 would be is our number if you've got kind of your take on that. Because, I mean, I go back to control the narrative. I would give them kind of an ultimatum. I mean, you're at that spot. And say, hey, they need to know the truth. They deserve the truth. And you were the one who screwed up. You need to tell them that.
Yeah, I don't know if she didn't really necessarily say if she, you know, asked him, like, are you going to be willing to fess up to why we're truly divorcing? Or if she's just trying to, like, wonder on her own, what are we going to say?
Right.
Like, I feel like she needs to have a conversation with him and say, listen, how honest are we going to be? Because I love your parents. You love my parents. I know it's going to be disappointing, very disappointing for both sets. So what are we telling them?
Yeah, I mean, tons of text messages rolling in saying, hey, you got to be honest. Truth shall set you free.
Yeah. I think if they start making up their own story, it's going to be, I think, make it messier and worse than it needs to be.
Kelly from Crescent Hill texts in and says, hey, that's the cheater's walk of shame right there. You do the crime, you do the time. So
you made the bed, you need to lay in it.
Yeah, you got to fess up on that. Everybody, they deserve the truth, all that stuff. So.
Stabby Sarah says if they ask her why they're getting a divorce, she just needs to say they need to talk to their son and leave it at that. And that implies that he had something to do with it, but it doesn't completely out him.
They need to talk to their son because he...
Well, talk to your son. He'll tell you.
He tripped.
Uh-huh.
On top of a couple of different women.
If we don't know this guy at all, what if he's like, she cheated on me?
I know, that's like, what I'm saying.
Yes. So
I go back to...
If she thinks he's going to be the type that's going to do that.
I know. All right. Well, I say do that. You talk to them. You tell your soon-to-be ex, hey, we need to have a conversation together with our parents.
Like, we need to have a united front and tell them both what's going down.
So they know, and when, you know, the gossip queens start floating around, they know where to go with it and what to believe and what not to believe. So,
and this can really show, like, okay, what's his character truly like? I mean, is he going to, it's kind of, what are you doing in the aftermath of your mistakes?
All right. Well, are
you going to try to start, you know, making it right by taking responsibility in front of the people that you love the most?
Mm-hmm. Well, Kimberly, that's a sucky place to be in. We're sorry. And we hope the next time we talk to you, it's with good news and good things. All right. But yeah, a lot of good suggestions there. We'll keep you in our thoughts and hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a hard conversation. I know it's not going to be easy no matter how you have it.
Right. All right. There you go. That is diving into the DMs there. 99.7 DJX.